After the financial crisis of 2007, federal regulators pursued some of the people who created and marketed certain financial instruments, instruments that amplified the effects of the housing market crash. The SEC's allegations had a lot in common in each of these cases, but there's one big difference in what happened next. Suits against some defendants were in federal court. In other suits, the SEC brought proceedings before an administrative law judge, employed by the SEC. Choosing the administrative track rather than going to court may become a more common choice for the SEC, even in complex cases and even when it wants to impose fines. The agency has long had the power to seek civil fines in court cases. But outside of court, it could collect money only from limited types of defendants, including brokers and others directly regulated by the agency. The law changed in 2010. A provision in the Dodd-Frank Securities Statute now lets the agency seek money penalties from a wide range of defendants outside of court. Recent litigation against the SEC has challenged this practice of putting cases, including similar cases, on different tracks. A suit brought by a New Jersey-based investment advisory firm and its owner is one example. In March of 2014, Harding Advisory filed a lawsuit in an effort to stop the administrative proceeding, claiming that the SEC's choice of the administrative track violated constitutional rights. The high-profile insider trading case against Rajat Gupta was another example. It started as an administrative proceeding. Gupta challenged this choice, and the agency moved its case against him to federal court. Why did Gupta and others care about where they were defendants? After all, the allegations against them were the same in both places. Part of their complaint was that similar cases were treated differently. By being put on the administrative track, they were unfairly, quote, singled out, unquote. But that leaves the question of what was unfair, or worse, about the administrative track. A key difference is who decides. In federal court, a federal judge presides and jury rights kick in. On the administrative track, decisions are made by administrative law judges who form part of the agency. The other difference is how the parties can build their case. Administrative proceedings are on tight timelines imposed by current SEC rules. Even the most complicated cases are supposed to take less than a year between when they start and a final decision. Comparing the administrative track to federal court would be like comparing the speed of an airplane to a turtle. Time matters. So does what can be done in that time to develop arguments and evidence. In federal court, parties can demand information from the other side. In SEC administrative proceedings, they don't have these discovery rights. In federal court, evidentiary rules restrict hearsay. In administrative proceedings, they don't. Because of these and other differences, it matters a lot who gets to decide which track a case is on. Right now, the SEC has discretion to choose and no obligation to explain the choice. In other words, these cases are not just about policing the financial markets. They are also about the power of administrative agencies and their relationship to basic notions of getting one's day in court. I'm Verity Winship.